It's pretty unusual, but I thought we handled it well last year. We went through the week of practice. We prepared for what they had coming. You know, we knew there was going to be an up-tempo team. And we practiced all week at practice. And we got to game time, we handled it well. So I didn't think it was that, you know, unfamiliar at that point in time. But, you know, they do have a good offense, good players. So just that by itself, you know, it's going to be a challenge.
A lot of times you think of quick tempo offenses, it's, you know, short routes, but they stretch, I think, more than most, don't they?
They do. I mean, they have guys, you know, who can get vertical, and that's the way they want to use those guys. Obviously, they got guys who also good in space. Two good running backs who I'm pretty sure don't know one want to see an open field, you know, so... it's tough. It's going to be a challenge to contain those two guys. And obviously, like I said, the receivers that they have outside.
Was it just the big plays then last year? There was the one fluky thing to Deshaun, the tip ball that he caught. And, mm-hmm. You know, Cooper got you twice, long plays. Was it just those? Because you thought you handled it well, but did they just rupture on a couple times?
I think that's exactly what it was. I think it was a couple fluke plays, like you said, a couple things that really shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. And you know, we, like I said earlier to somebody, I said we wasn't operating on all cylinders. So, you know, hopefully we go in this time operating on all cylinders. We'll be ready. You know, it's going to be a challenge, but we'll be ready.
Big receivers, that's not nothing, anything you guys haven't seen. You face a lot of big receivers, but can you talk about their size a little bit and the challenges they present?
Definitely a big challenge, like I said earlier. Those guys can get vertical. You have Macklin outside who's probably number one probably in the league as far as vertical passing game right now. He's been making a lot of big plays from what you see on film. And Riley Cooper also, you know, he's a guy who can get vertical also. I think he has sneaky speed. A lot of guys don't think he can get over the top, but time after time you see him get there. So it's just guys that you got to look over. And, I mean, you got the rookie who's coming along well, and Matthews, who, you know, who they kind of feed the ball a little bit too, and he makes some big plays for them. So they got some a good receiving trio.
Jermaine, what's made Darren Sproles so tough to deal with over the years?
I don't know how many different teams he's been with.
You guys have seen him with the Saints and Chargers, I guess.
Saints and Chargers, here, yeah. Now Philly, guy's a game changer. You know, you go back and look at what he do to teams, and you wonder how did these different teams let him go? You know, he's that type of player, and you know, to face a guy like that is always challenging. You know, you have to know where he is at all times. You have to have a defense in place for him at all times, and you know, you have to have, you know, guys who focus in on the defense to get everything done.
Is he just a really good football player who happens to be, you know, shorter than average, or is he able to use that to his advantage?
He's just a really good football player who happens just to be a smaller guy, you know. But he's powerful, quick, like I said, good in the open field. He's tough. He can impact the game in many different ways, special team, offense, whether you handed him the ball, whether you – giving them screen passes, whatever it is, he can impact the game from that point. So, and I mean, we just talking about him, but you got, you know, Shady McCoy also who can do the same thing. It's not just one guy, you know, it's both of those guys.
What do you see on tape with Mark Sanchez? He was derided, the butt fumble, no one gave him credit, but he steps in, he's had success.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's good to actually see a guy, you know, get a second chance and a system that's probably going to be more friendly to him, to his skill set. You know, you got to ask yourself in New York, did he really have a chance to be successful? You know, you never know what kind of weapons he had. I don't think he has the weapons that he have over there in Philly. So I think he's going to be good. I think he has the talent to do it. He was a first-round guy. He has first-round talent. You can see that. So, you know, he's definitely a guy we got to account for.
There's so much, same systems on both sides, but there's so much different in personnel. I remember last year, Clay's first game with that club on his hand again was against Julia. How much of an impact do you think he can make against that system without a club this time around?
You know, he's much more further along than, like you said, than he was last year. So, you know, we hope that he's going to make the impact that he's been making all year long. You know, we know the type of player that he is, and we can utilize him in different ways. Hopefully it works.